Well, if you've been hanging around the theater scene in Cincinnati, you'll know that improv is on the rise. And one of the main forces behind that has been the OTR Improv. And joining me this evening is Kat Smith and Dave Powell, co-directors of OTR Improv. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And you all have an exciting event coming up. Actually, it's a repeat of an event. It's the IFF, the Improv Festival of Cincinnati. Give us a little background on this festival.
So the festival started 3 years ago. This is our third year. We wanted to bring improv troupes from all over the country to come here to Cincinnati to, A, show this town what great improv can be, but also to start really building a community here. We think there's a ton of potential for improv to grow and really thrive in this city, and IFF Cincy is part of that. We've had wonderful opportunities to work with troupes from all over the country and actually all over the world. We've brought in all different kinds of styles and troupes, and we're just so thrilled that we continue to grow every single year, and more people are starting to recognize this as a great festival to participate in.
Now, as you said, you have performers coming from all over the country and in the past from all over the world. What are some of the performance opportunities people are going to have to see?
This year, what we have is shows going from Tuesday night all the way through Saturday night. Tuesday night will be a podcast by Carla Kikowski. She does Improv Yak. She'll be interviewing Kevin Crowley, who is from here in Cincinnati and actually was from Second City in Chicago. Then Wednesday night is going to be a locals night. It's going to be our local troops. There's going to be 8 different troops featured that night. And then Thursday night's going to be another local night plus Human Amusements from Detroit. And then going through Friday, we've got troops from Minneapolis, Bearded Men coming in from Louisville, Damaged Goods. And then going into Saturday night, we've got Carla again with her husband, Craig Kikowski, who people might recognize from Drunk History on Comedy Central. And they do a show called Orange Tuxedo. And then also in that same show is the Improvised Sondheim Project, which is an improvised Sondheim musical.
I'm sure Mr. Sondheim is eagerly waiting to see some of these from new ideas. Now, you spoke about the local nights and 8 groups coming in. Improv here in Cincinnati has expanded considerably since OTR first started. Who are some of the other groups that we'll be seeing? I'm assuming OTR will be in the festival.
Yes, yes.
Who are some of the other groups locally that we'll be seeing?
The Middle Child. They perform a lot in Northern Kentucky. We've got Highly Improbable, which performs up in Ohio. We've got Coincidence Improv performing as well. We've also got some college troops. Don't Tell Anna is a group out of Xavier University. So there's quite a few local troops that are performing. And actually, the impetus behind having 2 nights, Wednesday and Thursday, was that in the past, I would say, year and a half or so, there's really been an explosion of local troops really being able to book consistent nights of performances where it's starting to gain some momentum. So that was why we wanted to expand to 2 nights to make sure we were giving local troops an opportunity to perform as well.
Of course, this is all being done at OTR's home performance space, which is the No Theater on Jackson Street. Tell us a little bit about the No Theater for people who are interested in improv but may not have ever come to the No for shows. What all will happen there?
No Theater is known in Cincinnati's theater community as doing more of the experimental shows, a little bit more of the riskier shows. They are also the producers of the Fringe Festival, which happens every year in late May, early June. I think it's referred to as theater holiday season by a lot of the actors around here. And the No Theater also runs a program called the Jackson Street Market. And what the Jackson Street Market is they actually offer their resources. They offer their rehearsal space and their stage to groups that are starting out to actually get a chance to use their space and develop their show. We actually are part of the Jackson Street Market. It's the reason that we were there when Eric Vossmeyer was there. He was the one that brought us in, and they've kept us there because they've seen us growing every single year and wanted to keep us as part of their market.
Now, the No has actually 2 performance spaces. I know in the past, the Fringe Festival has used both. Will the Improv Festival be using both performance spaces?
Yes, we will be upstairs and downstairs. So actually, our Friday and Saturday night performances will all be upstairs in the main theater space. But we're using the underground for the Improv Yak podcast taping. We're using it for one of our locals nights. It's actually a great performance space for improv. It's a really wonderful, just sort of cozy setting that we really like performing in. But obviously, we're using upstairs because we are going to have an audience. So we need more space than we get in the underground.
When I actually moved back here from Detroit, I actually came back to teach a workshop at the No. when I was still living up in Detroit, and it was down in the underground at the No Theater. And I had that moment of, if I ever move back here, this is the exact room I want to play in.
Well, and you bring up a good point. You said you came back and to teach a workshop here. The IF will also be having workshops on improv. What are some of the workshops people will be able to participate in?
We have a workshop that's focused on ensemble building, which is a great one for people who are perhaps either already part of an improv troupe or looking to form an improv troupe. The focus there will actually be ensemble as opposed to individual performance. We've got one focused on character, taught by some of the improvisers from the troupe Fun Bags, which is from Atlanta. We've got a musical improv workshop taught by the fine folks at the Improvise Sondheim Project. And we're also offering a teen workshop, which we're very excited about. We're really looking in the next year to start expanding our offerings for teens and kids. We're starting to get a lot of requests for that. And this is a great opportunity for us to just connect with some of the teens in the area and show them what improv's about.
You're both very well-versed in the improv community, and you've undoubtedly seen a number of these groups. Are there any that you're looking forward to seeing to discover something new, something a group you haven't seen before, or an activity like this? Improv Sondheim sounds wonderful. What are you all looking forward to?
I know for myself, what I'm looking forward to is Fun Bags from Atlanta. They have Amber Nash, who is the voice of Pam from Archer, that is going to be coming in. And I know personally, and a little bit selfishly, on Thursday night, one of the troops from Detroit is the Human Amusements. And I'm going to be guesting with them. They're friends of mine. So playing in with them is always fun.
So I think I have two that I'm really excited about. One that I've never seen before, which is Bearded Men out of Minneapolis. Their style sounds just really interesting to me, where they are really genre focused and they're really just going to wrap that around their entire performance. I've never seen them before, so I'm really excited to see them come. But on a personal level, I'm very, very excited to see Orange Tuxedo, Craig and Carla Kakowski, come and perform. Craig was actually one of my first instructors when I went to Los Angeles to study, and I'm just so excited to be able to see them perform together and do their two-person show.
You've mentioned a couple of the performers who audiences may recognize, at least their voices, if not their appearances, from other projects, you know, Archer and Drunk History and all like that. I think it's important for people to realize that improv performers don't just do improv.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I think the skills that you get from doing improv are applicable in a lot of ways in acting, but in other realms as well. So business professionals, I mean, we have workshops that we teach throughout the year. We go to companies and we do that. The skills that you get working as a team, learning how to pivot quickly, creatively, being flexible, those are all things that really serve anyone really in their daily life, but particularly actors, when you're constantly looking for ways to shake up what you're doing creatively without sort of getting bogged down by that. Just being flexible and being able to move quickly, those are all skills that you work on as an improv performer. And I think you can see that with how people who do this professionally are able to kind of dip their toe into a lot of different areas.
We mentioned the underground at the No, where one of the performance spaces is. Let's also mention the fact that there is a bar there. And usually after performances, whether it's the No or the Fringe Festival or even the Improv Festival, there will be opportunities for people to stay afterwards, drink, share their thoughts on what they've seen, perhaps meet an artist or two.
Very much so. That's the one thing I really love about this festival, as well as most improvised people that we know, is they like hanging out after a show, and they also like meeting the audience, and they're always very accessible. And some of the people that I've always met that I always thought were at the top of their game could not be any nicer. They're some of the nicest people I've ever met, and they love hearing about what people got out of their show.
Community is very important. And, you know, maybe that's sort of a more social aspect, but we love the part where we get to hang out with people and we get to talk to them. What's improv like in your city? Do you have other troupes that perform? Can we come to your city and perform? Do you have a festival? Those are all really important connections you make, I think, through festivals. We've gone and participated in festivals in other cities. We had a group of our cast go up to the Detroit Improv Festival just a couple weeks ago. So it's just a really great way to connect with improvisers from all over the country and build your network.
I'd like to thank Kat Smith and Dave Powell, co-directors of OTR Improv, who are hosting the 2016 Improv Festival of Cincinnati. That will be running September 6th through the 11th. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
For more information on the 2016 Improv Festival of Cincinnati and OTR Improv, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.